Violinist Roman Totenberg turned 90 last month with few signs he's slowing down. Tonight he'll be the featured soloist in a concert celebrating his birthday at Boston University, where he's taught for 40 years. Totenberg's career has been shaped by war, noteworthy musical collaborations, and longevity that makes him an important bridge to a different musical era. Steve Tripoli of Boston member station WBUR has this profile.
On a cold, sunny day, Roman Totenberg coaches a student in the large music room of his suburban Boston home.
Okay, good. This has to be practically like a sigh.
He waves his mechanical pencil as a baton, conducting the student and an accompanist through the sonata. Another attempt and more advice.
Okay. You have to be definite what you want to do. No, don't wait for anybody.
Roman Totenberg first stepped onto the public stage 78 years ago, debuting at age 11 with the Warsaw Philharmonic. He studied in Berlin with Carl Flesch, one of the century's great violin teachers, and later in Paris with another giant, teacher, player, and composer Georges Enesco. Geographic separation meant many different schools of violin playing back then. There was a Russian school, a Polish, German, and French, and a bit later American. Totenberg says that profusion brought a variety that's harder to find today.
The difference between different performers was still much more than nowadays. The style, the time, the environment created something. That was very clear. It's much less clear today.
Larger events found Totenberg living at different times in the capitals of all five of those stylistic schools. His parents moved him from Warsaw to Moscow on the eve of World War I. He started playing there and returned to Poland, then moved to Germany as a rising young star, only to leave for Paris at Adolf Hitler's ascent. When Hitler made Paris dangerous for Jews, friends Totenberg had made through his work brought him to America. Boston Globe music critic Richard Dyer says Totenberg moved to the front ranks of soloists after World War II in a very crowded field.
Well, you know, Heifetz, Yasha Heifetz and Yehudi Menuhin and Nathan Milstein and Zeno Franciscati were still active. And into this field, Roman made his appearance and carved out a very respectable big league career.
Totenberg premiered new works by composers such as Samuel Barber, Darius Milhaud, and Krzysztof Penderecki, giving him first crack at interpreting those works. Dyer says Totenberg's career and exposure to so many legends make him the oldest living important violinist. But that's not to say that Totenberg's repertory is stuck in the past. He persistently champions new composers, says Dyer, speeding acceptance of their works by bringing them before the public.
I never run into him, but he doesn't want to know what I've heard lately and if X or Y has written anything for violin that he ought to be looking at.
Totenberg is aware enough of his own evolution that he resisted re-releasing his recording of Bach violin solos from the early 1970s. I don't play them that way anymore, he says. Asked if he can demonstrate the difference, he picks up his violin with an apology for not yet having practiced that day. He plays his older style first.
Grandeur, you know, and we do it more today.
He characterizes the more plaintive, newer style as much more of an inner reflection of your soul. Totenberg's life isn't all music. There's family as well. His eldest daughter, Nina, is NPR's longtime legal affairs correspondent. Roman Totenberg also has a large extended family born of his decades of teaching. Perhaps his most famous student is the Polish violinist Ida Haendel. The promising Chinese soloist Mira Wang is another former student.
He really lets you decide, and he sees what you need first. Instead of telling you, okay, you must do this, you must do that, he gives you the freedom of thinking what you would like to do and how you would like to improve yourself.
You have to crystallize your ideas when you present them to a student. You have to make it very clear to the student what you think, and before you know, you are also thinking, well, how do I do it?
Music critic Richard Dyer says age has taken some toll on Totenberg's playing, but that he still projects a powerful personality on stage. Roman Totenberg continued playing publicly through his ninth decade. He's down to 5 or 6 concerts each winter now. 50 was his earlier norm. Totenberg also teaches master classes worldwide and judges youth competitions these days. He's been a fixture for many summers at the Kneisel Hall Chamber Music Festival in Blue Hill, Maine. For his birthday concert at Boston University tonight, Totenberg has chosen works by Borodin, Berlioz, and the long-ago touring partner, Polish composer Karol Szymanowski. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.